A young female hare named Penny Bright swallowed nervously as she fidgeted with the string of her bow. Big Oxeye patted her gently as he passed.
Steady in the ranks there, Penny.
He moved on to another youngster, Shawbuck, who was sorting out his best slingstones. Oxeye nodded approvingly.
That's the ticket, young fella. First battle, is it?
Yes, sir. I've decided to choose good stones and give a good account myself to those vermin.
Oxeye grinned.
Did the same myself when I was a nipper like you.
Do you think they'll take long getting here, sir?
Shawbuck tested his sling with an experimental twirl.
Don't fret, laddie. When they do, I'll be right by your side.
Shawbuck relaxed slightly, comforted by the veteran fighter's presence. Keeping his eyes on the advancing lights, he murmured,
No sign of Lord Earthstripe yet. Where do you suppose he is?
Oh, he'll be around somewheres, getting ready and whatnot. Stay awake now. Supper should be round any moment now. You don't want to miss that. What?
Oxeye moved on around the vantage points, murmuring encouragement, his solid presence radiating calm and good humour to the fighters of the long patrols. Inside the mountain stronghold of Salamandastron, passageways hewn through the living rock led off caves and chambers. Some were lit by torches, others illuminated from window slits, giving the entire place the air of some vast primeval warren. At the end of one such corridor, a large rock slab had been rolled aside, and lantern light cast a warm glow upon the smooth stone face of the chamber where Earthstripe stood. This was the place where he sought solitude when his mind was troubled. All around the walls, the record and history of Salamandastron and its badger lords was depicted in intricate carvings. Brocktree, Spear Lady Gorse, Blue Stripe the Wild, Setter Ruler the Wise, Boar the Fighter, Sunstripe the Mace. They were all there. It was a place of mystery, heavy with the ages of badger lore. Earthstripe set the lantern on a ledge and picked up a fine pointed chisel. Selecting a clear space on the flat rock wall, he began carving the likeness of himself into the stone. As he cut skillfully into the rock, he reached into his forge apron and produced a pawful of herbs. These he sprinkled over the flame-heated sides of the lantern. Soon the cave was filled with a swirling grey smoke that carried with it a smell of autumnal woodlands. The badger lord began chanting, the words forming in his mind as he gouged, trance-like, at the wallstone.
Seasoned lifespans, ebbing, flowing, past and future merge as one. Mountain rulers coming, going, seasons future, seasons gone. Badger warriors from the shades, stand beside me, guide my paw. O wise lords and gentle maids, restrain my rage, preserve our law.
Sergeant Sapwood left off stacking lances at a concealed window slit on the lower level. He accepted the bowl of hot mushroom and leek soup from a small, wiry hare who carried two short swords strapped across his shoulders. Together they sat on the window ledge and took supper, watching the seemingly endless torchlight procession flooding from the dunes into the moonless night. Sapwood blew on his soup to cool it, his strong face expressionless.
Do you think they hope to scare us, Thistle?
Bart Thistledown, of the West Shore Thistledowns, stared languidly down his long, aristocratic nose at the lights bobbing and flickering in two prongs toward the mountain.
Actually, it all looks rather pretty, don't you think, Sap? Though if I were those flipping vermin, I'd be getting a good night's sleep instead of parading round like a flock of fireflies going courting. Darn fools, if you ask me, old fellow.
Cool. You talk lovely, Thistle.
Sapwood chuckled admiringly.
You're a cool one, all right. I'll say that for you.
Thistledown sniffed disdainfully.
Bad form to get one's ears in an uproar over vermin, what?